It's time for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on WSKV-FM. Listen live at 104.9 FM, stream at listenlikealocal.com, or enjoy the program on the official WSKV-FM app from the Google Play or Apple App Store. You can also listen on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast. You're listening to PCSN Live. Let's join Dave and Ken at the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton.
And good evening and welcome to another edition of PCSN Live with Dave and Ken here on the Powell County Sports Network here on WSKV 104.9 FM. Glad to have you all with us tonight. Again, it is not a basketball night, so we're in studio doing the PCSN Live show. And it is pouring the snow at 6 o'clock here in Stanton, Kentucky, and sticking on the trailers and not sure about the roadways yet, but it's not going to take long, I don't think.
No, I don't think so either. Definitely it doesn't look like it. The way that it's coming down, it's been, I guess, since Christmas since we've seen this, at least the thickness as far as looking out the window here at the studio. So anywhere from an inch up to 4 inches is the prediction, and I guess we'll see how quick and fast this storm blows through and what it drops along the way.
Well, looking at the radar, the back end of the snow right now is in the Bowling Green area, and we are actually right in the beginning phases of probably looking at 3 hours of this at least, and at the rate it's coming down right now, it's not going to take long to get some snow up here, folks. I tell you, it's a can you hear me very good out over there?
I can, but if you need to turn it up, feel free.
It's just I'm not modulating. All right, there I go. Now I'm back. I'm just. How I was talking in the mic. My fault. All me. Again, we've got a lot to talk about tonight. We've got basketball stuff going on. We got some baseball stuff we want to get into a little bit about the Hall of Fame and some of those Super Bowl. We got quite
UK
a bit of,
Wildcats.
We got quite a bit of sports stuff going on here tonight, so we'll kind of get right with it with the COVID updates.
Yeah, I guess if there is a silver lining today.
Today.
And I will clarify that as being today. Today's numbers in the state of Kentucky, 47 new deaths, bringing the total to 3,542. Again, far too many. The new cases, 2,424, bringing the total case count to 352,943. But the good news, the positivity rate, dropped below 10 at 9.35. So under the circumstances, you know, there for a while we were hovering pretty good
11.
Numbers, 11s and 12 yeah. up in there. So the fact that we're actually under 10, that in and of itself is a little bit encouraging. And I'll go back to Powell County going back over the weekend. On Saturday, the 23rd, there were 7 new cases. Sunday, the 24th, 1 new case. On Monday, the 6th. On Monday, the 25th, there were 6 new cases. 18 individuals had met the criteria for recovery. So as of Monday, there were 868 total case count. 807 have recovered. There were 52 active cases. And then today, 878 total case count, 43 active, 826 that have recovered. So we've gone down about 9 cases since the first of the week. 9 deaths, still way too many here just in our community. But the fact that the rate continues to drop, our numbers are still high with 43 active today. That's still a big, big number for our community. I wasn't sure what our rate was on there. I would still guess we're probably in the high 40s.
Whatever it is a day behind. So if we, yeah. I don't know what. You get our numbers for today? I didn't actually.
Well, that was from today. I didn't see from yesterday. I didn't see the numbers from yesterday.
Okay, that's. I don't know if I followed you long or not, but it looks like totally to me that the numbers of cases is going down. We may be past the holiday surge, if you will, and that's a good thing. We are trending the downward portion of this, but we have been. In the downward portion before, people can't relax. They got to be vigilant about wearing the mask, following the protocols, social distancing, and the washing their hands. You know, we did a game, broadcast the game last night at Owsley County. We broadcast a game here last week of Estill County and Powell County, and we saw fans, and some fans are doing an awesome job, and we still have fans that are not following the protocols. With this new variant that is in Kentucky, where it's easier to spread, they are saying now it's probably safer if you're wearing two masks. You can't even get people to wear one correctly for some people. And I'm not knocking, it's your opinion, but I'll do throw that out there for this. If you've complained about not being able to watch a basketball game and be fans in the stands, and somebody asks you to leave or somebody asks you to shut it down again because fans aren't doing what they should do, that's on you. I just kind of say that with a grain of salt. I mean, you all know who you are if you're not following the protocols. Last night I had to actually fuss at a official from a school because he wasn't wearing his mask. I didn't really fuss at him, but I do know he had some underlying health conditions and wasn't keeping that mask on where he should. And for his sake, I'm thinking, please wear your mask. You went through all this. Please wear your mask.
Well, at least, if anything, to protect themselves.
Yes.
Right? At least at that point.
Like I said, people who have got this weakened immune system because of, you know, therapies they're going through, whatever it may be, man, please wear your mask because I don't want you to get sick. I mean, that's the bottom line. I don't want to see anybody get sick with COVID because of the effects that it does have. But the people that are out there complaining about, you know, some of the same folks I saw complaining about not having fans are some of the same folks that won't wear a mask. You're the reason they didn't want to let fans in. That's just calling it what it is, and I will do that. So, you know, if somebody comes in, health department comes in, your superintendent, board of education members come in and maybe see folks aren't following the guidelines, maybe we need to shut it back down again and at least get your attention.
Well, obviously there's a difference as well between the size of a gym. We were in Owsley County last night, which has a very small gym.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people in the gym, but yet you take that same crowd and you put it in Powell's gym.
Spread out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's going to seem a lot different. So maybe the fact that we were a little bit closer last night the fact that everyone else appeared to be closer in proximity even.
Yeah, to me, and I'm not sure what the protocol is at Owsley was. I think it's probably 4 vouchers for a home team, 2 vouchers for opponents. If that was the case last night, and you're doing the same protocols at Owsley County that you're doing at Powell, you're taking a 1,000-seat facility where you'll get 400, and you're taking a 3,500-seat facility, and you still get 400. If you're at Powell, you should be able to go up a little bit based on those numbers. But if you're at Owsley County, you're way beyond your 15%. So if you're 1,000, the most you should be having your gym is 200. So if they had 400 in the gym last night, that's 200 too many. That's 30%. So, yeah, you're making some money back at the gates, but you're also putting people at risk. Again, the 15% rule should apply to a school. And I'm not knocking Owsley County. Again, the 4 tickets, people going to beat you up if you don't get the 4. You can't win.
And we talked about that time and time again. No matter, of course, it seems like everyone is doing their own thing, no matter what the county is, and no matter what the sport or whether in-person school, remote, everybody's kind of doing their own thing and trying to navigate their own way through this. At the same time, it's a difficult decision, and no matter which decision you make, whether you don't allow fans or you allow fans, it's almost a no-win situation because allow potentially, as we're discussing, more fans than, at least in our opinions, probably should have been allowed, but yet we're not making those decisions.
Yeah, last week was the first sporting event that has been, I guess, documented at a wrestling meet. I forget what state it was in. Over 20 cases came from that meet. And it wasn't necessarily the kids, it was the fans. we've been really fortunate so far. There hasn't been a lot of reportings out of these gatherings that we've had in the gyms. But if that one wrestling event, 20 cases pop up, if we have a couple games where we have known cases that were from a game, and it's hard to know where it's from, but let's say you do, then you know somebody's probably not following the protocol. And if that's the case, obviously if you, for media, I know this was out there for media, and we have to follow these guidelines, because we are talking, we have to wear a mask. If you're a fan and you're yelling, you definitely should wear a mask, because what is projecting out of you is not just words, it is stuff.
You're exactly right. Yes.
So the whole purpose of you and I can, they can take our license or take our ability to be able to broadcast the ball game if we don't wear our mask. You as a fan, they should be able to pull you out of the gym and say you need to leave if you can't follow the protocols, because it's, you're endangering others by not wearing masks. And I know, I understand if you're eating, you don't have to wear a mask. If you're drinking, you don't have to wear a mask. But if you're eating the same candy bar for two games without wearing that mask, that's a little bit iffy. You know, it. And I get it. You're allowed to do that. It's like if I got a box of popcorn and I ate one kernel at a time, it's going to take me at least a couple games to get that eaten. But that's not what is supposed to be happening. And again, if you're going to do that, please sit by yourself and spread out and as much as you can, because you don't want to endanger people. But if I'm yelling, we're talking about that makes the stuff go further and faster than it would if you're just talking. And again, we're just talking on radio. But we have to wear a mask because we are talking.
Well, and on one hand, I used this analogy once before, and tonight in the morning would probably a great opportunity to try this out. Go outside when that temperature is cold, breathe out, and when you see all of the moisture out in the air that you've just exhaled, realizing what it's like when we're talking, when that cold air is not present, it's still the same thing.
And on top of that, do this. Talk. Just talk to yourself. See how much you have. And then yell. And see how much further it goes. And I'm sorry if I'm stepping on toes. That's not my point. But my point is, please stop complaining about not being able to go to a ball game because of COVID and the regulations. And when you come in the gym, you're not wearing the mask. You're the very ones that's having those rules. Don't complain if you get it shut back down. So I think the kids can still keep playing, but we don't. And again, I'm just speaking for me. You don't have to have fans in the stands to have a game. We've seen it work all year this year, and I'm not knocking the fans, but and I'm talking about 95% of the fans are doing what's right, but those 5% can stop it for everybody else. So please, if you're a fan and you're following the protocols, say something to your neighbor. Let them know that, look, if y'all get us kicked out of here and not allowed to come see my kid play, it's your fault.
Well, so, it happens around in the community when people are in stores, you know, or places of business. People will speak up and say something.
And should.
And should.
You know, and again, I want everybody to be able to watch a game that you can, and you can always watch us on Facebook Live or whatever the media branches are that we can watch. But, again, think of others. Think of your safety. Because you're also putting yourself at risk. But when you're yelling and screaming, and that happens at a basketball game, because I've done it myself. But again, that's why coaches have to be masked, because they're yelling. Well, keep that mask on, because you don't want to infect anybody. That's just real simple.
Well, even going back to last night, and both of us, for some reason, like, we sync up when things like this happen, but we're sports fans, and we'll get into it. But in a sense, there was a couple of shots last night, and we both were like, ah, you know, screaming out in a sense. We were wearing the mask, but at the same time, I was thinking,
fans.
And at the same time, though, but if we're not wearing that, right, then what's happening along with everyone else doing that? And next thing you know, what's the gym look like?
Well, I know this as a fan. I'm a terrible fan. Terrible. I'm one of those people that'll yell at the officials, and I'm one of those. But I don't know. I don't know when the last time I've been a fan. It's been a long time since I've been a regular fan. For a long time, I did the PA. I had to be kind of professional. Then I do radio. Had to be professional. And I coached. And those are the times you really can't go nuts. You know, there's violations for that, especially if you're coaching. But I've had to do jobs where I can kind of keep myself throttled back. And it's helped me in my attitude at a game to do that. But I'm glad I've been able to be fortunate enough to be able to do what I do. It keeps me out of a little bit of trouble. So maybe,
well,
you know, a little bit of trouble.
There you go. Yeah,
I've set it up tonight to probably get in trouble with some friends of mine, but it is what it is. So I'll still call.
Be the first time you or I've been in trouble for saying something
personal. It's just, it is what it is, and that's the way I see it. And we're going to take a break here, not get too far behind tonight on our breaks, but we're going to take a break here on PCSN Live, WSKV 104.9 FM.
From the Challenger, Charger, and Durango to the 300 and Pacifica, the Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram lineup has never been stronger. Going on now during the Start Something New sales event, all 21 products are on sale. And as always, the great folks at Tanner Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram are dealing. Before you buy anywhere, check with Daryl and the guys for great sales and service. For over 20 years, they won't be beat.
Tanner, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep.
Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, and they know that you're unique in the way you want to do banking. That's why they offer great services like Phone Smart, where you can call and find out about your account. Or how about text banking, where you can text and find out exactly what you want to know about your account. And you can set up really cool text alerts and find out when maybe you drop below a certain balance, reminding you to balance your checkbook. They have online banking and convenient apps for Android and Apple. Those apps give you the ability to make mobile deposits. Just snap a picture of your check and deposit it. Whitaker Bank also allows you to apply for a loan online at their website at WhitakerBank.com. And don't forget, you have access to your money 24/7 with Whitaker Bank's ATMs, where you can make a cash withdrawal day or night. For more information about these great services, call the main branch at 606-663-2283. That's Whitaker Bank, Stanton, Clay City, and Campton. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Are you tired of the same old cell phone? Want a brand new phone but really don't want to pay hundreds of dollars up front for it? Then Appalachian Wireless has the deal for you. Get the phone you actually want instead of settling for a cheaper phone with the Appalachian Advantage plan. Instead of paying $400 or more for the best phone, simply pay the taxes up front and a few bucks more on your monthly bill. Stop by your local Appalachian Wireless store or dealer today for more information. It's the better, simpler way to pay, and it's called the Appalachian Advantage. Better service, bigger savings. That's today's Appalachian Wireless.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital, when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
And welcome back to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. And again, if I've already made you mad and you turned us off, I apologize. But again, it is what it is. Now, let's go ahead and recap last night's game. We'll do the boys first because they played first last night. So, Owsley County over Estill by two.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Owsley over Powell
by two last night.
63-61. The Pirates actually led in the game, ended up losing that lead, were able to fight back in a sense, and had an opportunity on two missed free throws with about 8 seconds to go. The Pirates had a three-point attempt in the corner that was missed. High rebound kind of kicked out about a free throw line. Player ended up for Powell, ended up getting it, shooting up, kind of rattled around and fell off with a chance to tie to go to overtime. But we did see some improvement with the Pirates as far as their performance. You know, again, still a young team, an inexperienced team. And I thought about even this last night, you know, after we ended up getting home or whatever. We constantly mention that the boys are a young team, but the girls are equally as young, if not...
They're as young as the boys. Yeah,
correct, yes. So
with more experience.
With more experience, yes. But at the same time, still very young as far as the makeup, overall makeup of their team. But
and when we say, by the way, when we say experience, we're talking about a year difference. So.
Right, yes. Yeah. But still, the Pirate boys, you know, a tough outing again to lose to a district opponent. They now fall to 0-2 in district play, 0-6 on the season are the Powell County boys. On the flip side, Estill County was at Lee County last night. The boys ended up winning 50-29 over Lee County. So Estill is at 5-2 overall on the season, 3-0 in district play. Then you have Owsley County, who is 5-3 on the season, 3-1 in district play. And then Lee County, 4-7 overall, 0-3 in district play. And then Powell County, 0-6 overall and 0-2 in district play. So they travel, the Pirates do, on the road to Lee County on Friday night. We'll have that game for you. But that's going to be a big matchup for the Pirates. They, if they want to keep their hopes alive, in a sense, as far as potentially being a 2-3 seed, you know, they're going to have to get a win against Lee County on the road.
Well, it looks like right now, I guess Owsley County defeated Lee County in their contest earlier, right?
Twice, yes.
Now, I meant to find this out today, and I actually forgot. So, Ken Jones, if you're listening, shoot me a text, give us a call, whatever you want to do. And I know the KHSAA set it up earlier. The first game is the seed game, but some districts, I think, may be choosing to do two with permission. I think, if I'm not mistaken, all district play with a four-team district, the first game you play will be your seed game. I'm waiting on a response from somebody to maybe let me know if that's correct or incorrect. But if so, the Lee County game is the last game. And if Powell wins, they will be the three. If Powell loses, they'll be the four. If you're the four, you'll take on Estill. If you're the two, you take on Owsley, if you're the boys. And again, if you're a coach or somebody that listens and knows this, how we're set up on the seeds, let us know. That's important information, because we'll have our first three seed games already played. We'll be the last team to do so, I guess, with Lee County. But right now, if it's a three-game set, then it's Estill, Owsley, winner Powell Lee.
Right. You know, and under those circumstances, it's going to be tough no matter what. And obviously, as the boys, as they continue to gain that experience, again, we saw some flashes of some good hustle plays going at it. They were still having a hard time getting it inside to Chandler Congleton, who I believe finished with 6 points, if I'm not mistaken. Comes in averaging over 12.6, I believe. So for him to have less than that, but then other players stepped up a little bit. But it's still a matter of putting together four quarters.
I think part of it is you've got people in this group that haven't necessarily played together as a group as well. You got Chandler, who has probably played with Jacob Townsend and Braden Rogers. Now you put in the mix of the freshmen, and there's several of those getting a lot of playing time. You know, Braden Brandenburg, Jack Rose, Kyle Nickel, who got a start last night, Cam Del Osorio, and also Daylon Williams didn't play last night, but he's been seeing some minutes. And then you talk about the one lone senior who hasn't played with most of these guys because he took last year off and hasn't played since he was a sophomore. So the way I look at it, it's also chemistry because I'm not sure all five guys right now are working as a unit really well on offense, which is why I think Coach Williams is looking for that unity. I think if you had to put all five freshmen out there, they're more connected, but there's a problem with that. And if you put your five experienced players, there's still a disconnect, a little bit of one. So, again, regardless of how you try to play it, there's no right answer, but coach is looking for one. And I think it's starting to find some people that are doing a good job. Kyle Nickel, I thought, played a really good game last night. Got his first start. It allowed Jacob Townsend to free up, move over to the shooting guard spot, and also allowed Braden Brandenburg into what I think would be his best role, and that's a driver-shooter kind of player as a three. And to me, that's kind of, I think that's going to be the roles for the next few years. You know, that being said, you got other guys that have got specialties they do. There's a lot of upside to what we saw last night. You know, you build a lead early. Alsley County fought back, had a big run. The most impressive thing about last night's game was we were down by 9 with, what, a minute and maybe a minute and
less,
half?
Less than 2.
Yeah, less than 2 minutes to go. Minute 40, I believe. And we made a run. And, you know, you got to be within 10, you know, when you're down to that stretch. But, you know, at 9 points, we were able to hit some shots. And I think, you know, Jacob Towns hit a couple shots. And I can't think of who hit the other one. But
Nick Rose hit, or Nick, not Nick. Is Jack, Jack Rose, Nick's
son. Nick, but, yeah. You know, these kids are starting to figure some things out. But they really desperately need to win. I think we saw some kids play with some confidence I hadn't seen out of them last night. Confidence is amazing. So what I am really pleased about the most, the kids haven't given up on themselves, but, and they're 0-6. That's where this is tough. You got to keep working. You got to keep playing. You got to keep trying to do the best you can. That's all we can ask. That's all I'll ask as an announcer and as a Powell County fan is give me all you got for 32 minutes. I'll be satisfied with the outcome. I don't like the loss. I'm satisfied with what we played last night, though, so I can't say both things at once. I like the fact Jacob Townsend wasn't afraid to take that shot at the end of the game, rattled it out. I like the fact that, you know, Rose got the rebound and the putback, wasn't afraid to take it. I like the fact that these kids aren't afraid to take the shot. That's a big thing going forward.
Yeah, and the fact that they were down the 9 points.
Yeah.
And continue to fight.
With a chance to win.
Yeah, with a chance to win. And again, I think, you know, the fact that they continue to battle each possession in many respects, a lot more hustle. Mm-hmm. And I think that continues to pay dividends. It's just a matter of once they get that win, which would be a good matchup at Lee County, yep. That's going to be a good test for them to see what kind of progress that they've made. Even though Lee County is at 4-7, they're 0-3 in district play. At that point, though, if Powell can get a win on the road and play like with the intensity, if you will, that they have played, I think that once they get that, their confidence, obviously, just that sigh of relief, right? We've got to win and just to be able to exhale saying, okay, now let's build on the one win and let's see what we can do the next game out.
I wish they could maybe pick up their intensity a little bit, maybe on the defensive end. However, it was better last night. Defense is one thing that, It's about heart. You don't have to be the greatest player in the world, but give me all you got. But then on the offensive side of the ball, you got to find a way to get Chandler Conklin involved in the offense. Pure and simple. Last night, he was the biggest guy on the floor for both teams, period, and didn't get a lot of touches. Now, I don't know if it's the offense you're running or guys just not even not getting open, if it's a combination of all those things or what it is, but you've got to get him the ball to be able to utilize him inside. He was taking up defenders to allow you guys to get freed up for shots. Get him the ball. Let him maybe make some things happen on the inside. I think that's kind of the next phase of where they're going, or if it's Braden Rogers inside. But really, they played pretty much a four-out motion game with the exception of Chandler roaming the lane. Everybody else kind of freed up to shoot outside. I almost wish you'd maybe go to a two-post high-low set. Something like that. Try to free up Chandler. Use his size on the inside because that's the one advantage you have over a lot of teams in this district, and it's not being utilized really well.
Yeah, and even last night, a couple of breakdowns defensively on inbounds plays where all of a sudden, where someone wasn't covering Andrew Noe.
Their best player.
who's Owsley's best player. But he wasn't covered, and all of a sudden he does a little curl and all of a sudden gets the easy basket. You know, on an inbounds play, and he did that twice, if I'm not mistaken. So you have to be able to be aware of those situations. One, it's irrelevant who the player is that makes that cut.
Correct.
To gets the ball right underneath the basket to get an easy layup. So you
but
have
you know
to be
they're
aware.
Going to go to their better player.
Of course,
I mean,
sure.
I'm drawing up for this guy to get the ball. I know who's getting it. Who's getting it. So you kind of can look for a player in that situation, unless he's a decoy. But what I saw last night, if you go back, look at the game on Facebook Live or watch the film with your coach, whatever you need to do. Watch the game when you're in a 1-3-1 or a 2-3 set, and you saw a guy going that down the baseline, and nobody's checking him. Nobody knows where he is. He's just free to roam, and they hit him with a couple passes outside, and those passes got through because you got to know where he is. You got to see him. When you let a guy get behind you in basketball, you're already beat. And that happened to us several times. No found a way to get open, which is that's his job. And he did a good job of it last night. Credit the kid. But again, I have a little bit of blame on we didn't cover that well. We didn't see the guy cutting on the back of the lane. He just went wherever he wanted to go. Well, you can't allow that to happen.
You're right. And even defensively, let's say that you're in a 2-3 zone. If all of a sudden, if the offensive team, if you're going to give them that open three, they're going to take it. So therefore, if you're out top, you're going to have to press out a little bit further and get a hand up in order to try and distract the potential shooter. Too many times over the last several games, there's not been someone covering that player like they need to.
I think the best thing we can do is practice on playing the zone because we're not great at man-to-man. I think a zone is our best defense, but we have some zone issues. One of those is covering shooters. Now, a zone is kind of primarily set up. We can cover the shooter. You're two steps away on a skip pass. It's hard to get back to that shooter. And on a kick out, it's really tough to get back on the shooter.
And so, if anything, get a hand up. And you rarely even see that in many respects anymore.
Don't jump. Just get the hand up.
Yes, if anything, as a distraction and to block their view, if anything, to throw them off. Again, you don't have to charge at them or anything, but just throw that hand straight up as a distractionary tactic, and you know, who knows?
Because if you charge as a good player, they're going to go right on by you with a ball fake, and it's going to be a layup.
But obviously footwork, footwork is a big aspect of it as well.
Yeah, we're going to step away for another break here, come back and talk about the girls' action after the break. We'll talk about the schedule on down the line here on PCSN Live on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in asphalt paving for commercial and large private applications, parking lots, roads, entryways, and more. And they can do complete site preparation and provide expert asphalt paving. Call their local office at 606-663-2437 or find more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
When you need insurance for your home, auto, life, or business, contact agents Lisa Mays and Shauna Mays at Whitaker Bank Insurance Group. Stop by their Stanton office, located inside Whitaker Bank on Main Street, or give them a call and get a quote at 606-663-3625. Always striving to meet the needs of their customers, Whitaker Insurance Group, 606-663-3625.
At Davis & Davis Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event for your loved one. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us online at davisanddavisfuneralhome.com for more information.
All right, we're going to shift gears. We're going to go to girls basketball, and we'll give you their upcoming schedules on the next segment. But round two last night, Pal Owsley went to the Owsley County Owls, who, in my opinion, are one of the top teams in girls play in the 14th region. That being said, I thought our girls gave themselves opportunities in that game. Now I'll go to you for some updates.
I agree. I think they had their opportunities. The unfortunate part is that the pressure defense of Owsley County, that's honestly, as far as the games over the last several years, that's probably one of the toughest defensive teams, full court pressure, et cetera, not so much half court, full court pressure that I've probably seen in a good long while. They are a swarming defense. As soon as someone gets the ball, they're automatically double teamed. Yeah. And therefore, it's difficult to make that pass. Obviously, Owsley's going to take it away, got some easy baskets as the Lady Pirates ended up losing 65-47. They got down, by like 20 points maybe at one time,
point,
and then got it to 9.
Yeah.
And then at that point, then, unfortunately, they didn't convert. And then the defense comes back for Owsley County. They convert. I think they got 3 steals in a row. And next thing you know, they're right back up, 16 points. And then from there, just kind of cruised, in a sense.
You kind of have to think, when you talk about games played with Owsley County, they had the not only games played, they had an All-A championship, regional championship early.
This year,
so,
yes.
Yeah, they started out playing All-A. So this team, what impressed me about Owsley County last night was more conditioning. Because to do what they did, playing 7, really pretty phenomenal, and three of those players never left the floor. I don't think Lynch, Harold, or Smith. Maybe Smith and Harold got one break, but very few breaks did those kids get, and were able to pressure as much as they wanted to. And I'm telling you, I can remember 2 games that I was on the coaching staff where teams were maybe a little bit better on the defensive pressure. And that's like 10 or 12 years. And then last night's team against Owsley, against very long, Harold never quit. Like Energizer Bunny, she got a lot of back tips that, again, you said last night on radio, lack of communication. And I'm not sure they weren't communicating. It's just by the time they were so quick. If you're standing straight up and dribbling, somebody's coming to get that ball, and they were attacking any weakness we had. They were attacking it. And I thought Powell County did a good job of, really early on, the first series really told a lot. You played a minute and 2 seconds, I think we counted. Owsley County had 4 shots, and Chloe Grader had 2 fouls. So right off the bat, they didn't score, but they got 3 offensive rebounds and putbacks. One of your players picks up 2 fouls, and we've played a minute. We go down and score. We take the lead, but you still got a player down in foul trouble. So we went out to, 7-2 lead. I think that woke them up a bit, and they ran back and took the lead, and we were able to kind of stay there right, and it had a chance to get it within less than 4 at halftime. And as bad as we played, as many turnovers as I know we had, we were within 8.
And yeah, it was actually a
3-point shot at the end to get that 8-point lead. But had we gone in at 5, I'm thinking, man, that's not bad. But, 8's a little bit different, but not a ton. I mean, it's still 3 possessions. So I was really kind of proud of our character. We kind of kept fighting. Got it, like you said, got it back to 9. I think maybe he called the horses off a little bit too early, just like the boys, I think, did maybe a little bit with Coach Bowling. I think he kind of maybe pulled it back a little bit on the boys' game, and Powell County was able to fight back. The girls were able to fight back, cut it to, 9. And, again, Owsley had that gear they went right back to and finished out 18.
Yeah, I think two issues that stand out, I guess 3 in a sense, is that, one, when you look at the youth of the Lady Pirates compared to the Owsley County team, that when you have that kind of pressure as a young team, it's hard to maneuver through that full court press.
Yeah.
And so the Lady Pirates kind of struggled. Another observation is that the Lady Pirates have a bad habit. If I'm throwing you the ball, you're not coming to receive the ball. And therefore, the defender is coming in, stepping into that passing lane. They're going down for an easy layup. And that happened far too many times. So the Lady Pirates are going to have to find a way to not remain stationary and move and come towards the ball.
Yep.
No matter what the circumstance is, including when they are on offense and or even going for rebounds, etc. Sometimes you almost are just standing still waiting for the ball because you think it's going to come your way. Next thing you know, the defender comes in.
The ball is coming, but the other team's playing defense better than what you practiced against.
There's nothing wrong with anticipating, but I have to be aggressive in order to go for that rebound. Yeah. That's not to say that there's not flashes of that, but again, I think that consistently on each given play, all 5 on the team have to be able to do those types of things.
Yeah, you're really good players. We've seen over the years that come in here and girls play. You always say one player really can't dominate a game. One player can't win a game for you, probably. But Owsley County's got a really good player with other good pieces. And that makes them a little bit different. So when you've got everybody on your team has got a role, they seem to have found their role. You know, if I'm making a pass and Lexi Lynch or Kinsey Harold or anywhere in the picture, I got to be careful about how my pass is thrown, because those two are reading every time that you did. And Powell County later on the game, Makaira Caudill and somebody else, I can't remember who it was, maybe Chloe Grader, were able to knock passes down. Kansas Stevens were able to knock some passes down because they were reading Owsley County's
stuff. Yes. It's almost like they made that mental adjustment, realizing what Owsley was doing against them. And it's like, I'm going to pay you back, and I'm going to do
you can if you're willing to work on the defensive side of the ball.
Yes.
Again, I'll go back to this. Defense is about heart and discipline. I was impressed that Owsley County could put that kind of pressure. They got in foul trouble. They didn't get in huge foul trouble, which means they're playing without reaching. They're playing because they're moving their feet. They're sliding. They're doing what you're supposed to do. They're breaking down. Execution-wise, that was one of the best defensive games I've seen in a long time, because they didn't get out of position. And defense is about playing hard, playing aggressive, but not losing control. And I thought they did a really good job of that last night. Now, you talked to Coach Smith before the game. He was concerned about his offense, but not about his defense, and we understand why. Defense will make you a better team. There's a team we had here a few years ago that when we were really good defensively, it was hard to beat us. We weren't very good in half-court set, but didn't have to be, because we scored a lot on defense. If you want to be a good team, score on the defensive side of the ball. That's where your action is going to happen. And I think last night our best offense was our defense. I think we made some things happen on our defensive end that got us some easier shots. When they're playing a half-court set with a pretty good team, it's hard to get anything going. Macy Howe, averaging, 16, 17 a game, was shut down last night, got very few touches. You can't really blame her. I blame the pressure on Owsley County, which is twofold. Stop any continuity that the Pirates have, which they pretty much did. But when we went to a double post, things went better, because everyone who had Macy was doing a really good job, and our guards couldn't get her the ball. And if they did, they'd push her out of where she wanted to be. So it was a tough night, and not a knock on her. It's just those things happen when there's ball pressure. You can't throw it to where you want to.
We didn't necessarily track points off turnovers, but if I had to guess, I would say it was probably the 18-point difference.
Definitely.
Right. I'm just saying there's probably nine turnovers converted
to 18. What did Owsley hit on threes? They had like eight or nine.
They had eight
threes or something.
Eight threes.
We only hit maybe four, which that's just a 4-point or a 12-point difference just in three-point shots. So, I mean, you can find some places where you could play, maybe have played better. But, again, I think Coach Jones will come back the second time. I think you'll see a closer game with Owsley County.
Well, and again, we're seeing improvement with this team. It's just a matter of putting things together. I'll recap this real quick. In that Owsley County, 9-1 on the season, 4-0 in district play. Then you have Estill County, who is 3-6 overall, 1-2 in district play. Lee County, 1-7 overall, 0-3 in district play. And the Lady Pirates, 2-4 on the season, 1-1 in district play.
And again, if the setup is the same, we'll say this again. Owsley going to be the number one seed. If Powell wins over Lee, they'll be the two. Essel the three, Lee the four. If Powell County is able to hold that win, if not, Powell will be the three. Actually, gets a playoff situation going. Then you got a three-way tie. I'm not sure what all happens then. So, if it's the first game scenario, if not, you play two and figure it out. So,
needless to say, the next district game at Lee County is very important on both sides.
We looked at this real quick before we go to break. Last night's games, I think there were probably 60-some games played in boys action. 37 COVID cancellations last night. It's the largest number I've seen as far as a COVID cancellation, but 37 games canceled due to COVID around the state. So you're talking about almost two-thirds of the games played last night, or not two-thirds, but over half the games played were canceled due to COVID. So that's why the rule's out there this year for the first game counts if you have a COVID situation. So step away for another break here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
The death of a loved one is the most difficult loss that you will endure in this life. Hearn Funeral Home Incorporated provides you and your family with a meaningful and compassionate environment to assist you through this difficult process. Hondo Hearn and the staff of Hearn Funeral Home believe that every life has value and should be honored. If they can assist you in any way, we ask that you contact them at 663-4375 or stop by their modern facilities at 125 West College Avenue in Stanton, Kentucky. You may also visit their website at hearnfuneralhome.com.
Did you know that Stanton Ace Hardware now offers full-service sales and repair on the popular steel brand chainsaws, string trimmers, blowers, and pressure washers? Stop into the former Roses Garden Center right next door to the main Ace Hardware building and check out their large inventory of new steel products and a large inventory of parts. Stanton Ace Hardware, your hometown dealer for steel, Husqvarna, Echo, and Skag. For more information about deals and coupons at your Ace Hardware, text ACE right now to 606-663-2811. That's ACE to the studio number right now, 606-663-2811, for special savings at your Stanton Ace Hardware.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
Welcome back to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. A couple updates. We're going to give you upcoming games here on the PCSN, and we'll try to give you also an ECSN update on the games to be played this week here on WSKV.
Yeah, when you look at the Pirates going forward, let's talk about the boys first. They will be at Lee County Friday night. They will tip off first of the doubleheader, boys and girls. And then Saturday, they're scheduled to go to Knott County Central, the boys. And then on Tuesday, they will be on the road at Model over in Richmond. And then next Thursday, they will be on the road at Cordia. And then next Saturday, February the 6th, they will be on a home game, a Saturday early game. Fleming County is supposed to come. So that's basically the schedule over the next week. Again, at Lee, supposed to be, that's Friday night. They're supposed to be at Knott Central on Saturday, at Model on Tuesday the 2nd, and then at Cordia on Thursday the 4th. And then for the Lady Pirates, they will be on the road at Lee County on Friday night. Again, they will be playing the second game of the night, approximately 7:30 to 8 o'clock tip-off. Saturday's game, they were originally scheduled to play Montgomery County at home. That game has been canceled due to a COVID cancellation. So I'm sure knowing Coach Ken Jones, he's probably looking for someone potentially to play on Saturday.
Yeah, time slot's still open.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd like to find somebody to come in on Saturday, but let's see what kind of luck he actually has. But nonetheless, then the Lady Pirates will be on the road on Tuesday, February the 2nd at Nicholas County, and then Thursday on the road at Wolf County on February the 4th.
Yeah, and we'll real quickly here go over Estill County's games upcoming. First, the girls, again, big win last night over Lee County, 62-25. But they will go to Jackson City on Friday and then to Leslie County on Saturday. Then they'll return home on the 2nd against East Jessamyn, and then back with Lee County next on the 5th, which I think is next Friday.
Friday.
That'll be, again, a doubleheader over there. But I'm not sure about the broadcast schedule for Estill County as far as their games are concerned on home or away. But I don't think they're going to be doing the Jackson City or Leslie County game. If they are, then you can check it out here on the website as far as the coverage.
Yeah, it'll actually be on Facebook post as well as the website.
Yeah.
And then when you look at the Estill County boys, tomorrow night they will be hosting Great Crossing, which ought to be a
at home, right?
At home, yes, ought to be a nice matchup there. And then Tuesday, February the 2nd, they'll travel on the road at Breathitt County before returning home on Friday, February the 5th, where they will play host to Lee County.
And now that game tomorrow night, I would assume, would be on the NFHS app and possibly on, I would assume, WSKV 104.9 radio tomorrow night, Estill County. And who'd you say? Great Crossing?
Yes.
So I would assume that would be the case for Estill County tomorrow. Since it's a home game, we will cover that on WSKV with William and Danny or the crew at Estill County for tomorrow night. So that's the ECSN, the PCSN, as far as we know for right now. So keep you updated as best we can. We're going to step away for another break here on PCSN Live on WSKV 104.9 FM.
You may find yourself with a backache, sore shoulder, or downright painful knee. We often just take it easy and hope the pain subsides after wondering what happened. Navigating our current healthcare system can be a daunting task. A cost-effective approach is to schedule a free injury screen with your Stanton Apex Network physical therapist. During a free injury screen, you'll spend time with a licensed professional to figure out the best plan of care, completely free of obligation or cost. Apex Network Physical Therapy is your hometown provider for the highest quality physical therapy and sports rehab. Contact the Stanton Apex Network Clinic at 606-393-6505 to schedule your free injury screen today.
Hey, so I'm looking through your back window right now, making a shopping list. You just have so many expensive, nice things that would look great in my house, or even better, as cash in my wallet. As long as you don't get those pesky folks from Protech Security and Fire Systems involved, my payday should be sometime early Saturday morning.
Don't let your home breaking be someone else's payday. Protect your home from thieves, fire, and much more. Call Protech Security and Fire Systems today at 606-663-9344.
All right, welcome back to PCSN Live here with Dave and Ken. We're going to shift gears a little bit, talk a little bit about what's going on in the world of sports. Obviously, you know that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers under direction of Tom Brady and the Kansas City Chiefs under, I forgot his name. It slipped me.
Patrick Mahomes.
We're looking at maybe the best ever quarterback and the next
up and coming
quarterback of the future. Again, it's kind of reminds me of maybe the Masters in 97, I believe it was, when Tiger Woods was making the turn, when Jack Nicklaus was playing in his last Masters. One of those deals where you got generational kind of things going on. You know, Mahomes is pretty good. He's been back-to-back Super Bowls for the AFC. Tom Brady's 43?
Yes.
Getting up there, but man, did he lead his team to an upset victory, I guess, over Green Bay, but nonetheless, played really well and had three interceptions in that game.
Yeah, he's defeated Drew Brees when they traveled to New Orleans. Then he goes on the road to Lambeau Field and knocks off Aaron Rodgers, again, just to get to it. It's probably, in many respects, to me, considering where Tampa Bay was, and all of a sudden you bring in a new quarterback, and that's not to say there's not additional players, but in general, now all of a sudden you come in and you make a run and you're in the Super Bowl, it goes to prove that Tom Brady, which was the whole point of him leaving New England, to saying, it's not just Belichick, I'm a key part in New Orleans or New England's success as well.
And he took Gronk with him.
And he did. Yes, he did. After Gronk, he talked Gronk out of retirement in a sense to come back, but yet been successful to actually get there. So, you know, for the Buccaneers to actually get there under Tom Brady, Bruce Arians as the head coach, it's a great story. Patrick Mahomes, obviously, with Andy Reid, coming in, you know, with their upstart, with what they've been able to do over the last couple of years. It's impressive.
As a favorite, I would probably right now have to pick the Chiefs. But that's why they don't play them on paper. You know, they play them. It'll be, what, a week and a few days from now. So
it'll be interesting to see as far as the fans take, because now you have Kansas City going for back-to-back championships, but then you have the Buccaneers, the upstart in a sense, but then Tom Brady, and there's a lot of haters of Tom Brady that are just like, he's won enough. I don't want him to win, but then do you really want somebody to repeat?
Well, you're looking at Tom Brady, who led the old dynasty, the New England Patriots, over the AFC. Everybody else was just also-rans. Now Kansas City is the new up-and-comer to replace probably the Patriots for the next however long they're successful with Patrick Mahomes. But a nice team there. Also, yesterday they came out with the Hall of Fame vote for the Major League Baseball. No new elected Hall of Famers for this class. Curt Schilling has asked to be removed from the ballot. He is citing the politics or his political views, they were saying, was keeping him out of the Hall of Fame, where I am not sure that's all it is. I'm not sure what's going on with the Hall of Fame voters, but they're saying, he said, turn it over to the real important people, the Veterans Committee of the Hall of Fame, where they choose members to come in. This is the Writers Association, and I'm sure Schilling and the writers haven't had a great understanding over the years. But also Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens fell short of their bids. They have one more year, I think, on the ballot apiece. And say what you want, those two guys probably should be in the Hall of Fame. Pete Rose will probably never be elected by the Veterans Committee. I'm not sure they'll ever put in Barry Bonds or Clemens, but those two guys need to be in the Hall of Fame.
Too much controversy surrounding all three of them.
Over the steroid era, and understandably so. Or at least with Clemens and with Bonds, with Rose, obviously he bet on baseball, and that is a lifetime ban. But with the next year's class, you're looking at some, you know, you got A-Rod, you got some guys going up on the nomination block that have had the steroid issue with them, and you're talking about, I'm telling you, you're talking about some of the best players of an era. When I'm talking about Clemens, Bonds, and with Rodriguez, a couple others are going on next year's ballot. I'm telling you, some of the best players on the 2000s and the late 90s are not getting recognized because of steroid use. Now, Rodriguez was tested. Bonds, Clemens never tested positive for steroid use. It was prior to the rule or the ban being out there. But if they used, which they probably did, should that exclude? I'm not sure. They had great careers before they were using, but nonetheless, so did Pete Rose. He had a great career before he bet on baseball.
Yeah, if you look at his playing career, forget the managerial aspects of it. If you look at his playing career, he 100% should be in the Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, he made some poor choices.
Agreed.
And another thing that happened in baseball, Hank Aaron ended up passing away over the past week. Went for home runs, you know, ended up getting the record, and eventually broke by Bonds. Barry Bonds to kind of take that.
You know, when you look back at the numbers of Hank Aaron, oh, my goodness. I don't think I realized what I was watching when I got to see Hank Aaron play. Because I think I watched him at his last 5 or 6 years when I can really remember baseball. But man, his numbers, batting average over 300. He won batting titles. He hit 40 home runs a year almost every year. He RBI machine. Good defender. Good arm. He was an all around player of baseball and wasn't overly sized. He just had good hands. He could hit home runs before they were on a machine somewhere where they figure out how to launch angle. But probably go down as one of the greatest players of all time. Again, we have lost several Hall of Famers this year. Joe Morgan, Don Sutton, now Hank Aaron. We lost several Hall of Fame players. And those are just some recent ones here. But again, I don't know. people are going to have their own debates on the Hall of Fame. It is what it is. We've got debates over UK basketball. We'll talk about maybe more about that next week. We're out of time here. But, again, Powell County versus Lee County. Don't WSKV and, nope, excuse me, NFHS app plus WSKV, correct?
Correct, yes.
On Friday night. So
we will not be streaming on Facebook Live.
Correct.
That's through the NFHS app.
Yes.
Again, you can subscribe to that, $60 a year, but you'll get any high school across the nation
that has
that, right. So you can watch, you know, basketball, you know, from California if you're interested.
Or you could just listen like you always do to WSKV 104.9 FM. We'll be on the radio. No problem with that. You can pick us up on the internet, however you want to do. On the radio side, which this is our first year really of Facebook anyway, so
right.
It's old school already.
Yeah, well, there you go. We'll go old school and do the best we can.
Old school. See you next week here on PCSN Live with David Kent here on WSKV 104.9 FM.
Thanks for joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken from the Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studio in Stanton. This program is hosted by Ken Simon and David Faulkner. Production is done by Ethan Moore. Programming is done by Angela Osborne. PCSN Live with Dave and Ken is a Pickup Country 104.9 production. Tune in live next week or on demand at listenlikealocal.com or Apple Podcast.
104.9 Pickup Country.